I'm not an expert on many things, but when it comes to judging the quality of Texas literature, or Texana as it is called, I am as confident as a bronc rider still upright at 7 seconds. That last second of the eight is reserved for humility. Chance needs scant time to have one spitting up dirt. So I decided I would take my chances and prepare a list of good Texas books you might want to tackle in the coming year. Each book is tied to the month that will perhaps enhance your reading of it. Here we go. January, The Tacos of Texas. This has been a bestseller in Texas and beyond this past year. By January 3rd, your New Year's resolutions will be somewhat less resolute. When that time comes, you will want tacos. And the tacos will give you strength for the fine year of reading ahead. February, The Sun by Philip Meyer. To my mind, this is the best Texas novel since Lonesome Dove. It was first runner-up for the Pulitzer Prize in 2014, and the miniseries will air on AMC in 2017. It stars Pierce Brosnan. So binge read it first, so you can binge watch it later. March, Miles and Miles of Texas. Just in time for spring break, this magnificent book on the history of Texas roads and how they got built is one you should read. The original mission of the Texas Highway Department was to get the farmer out of the mud. Obviously, they went far beyond that goal to succeed in building a state of superhighways. Let's not talk about I-35. April, Lonesome Dove. Cattle drives in Texas typically began in the spring, so this is a good time to read or reread Lonesome Dove. This is the Iliad of Texas. If you haven't read this Pulitzer Prize-winning literary treasure, it's time. Gus and Call are waiting for you. Let's head them up and move them out. May, Texas Ranger, the epic life of Frank Hamer, the man who killed Bonnie and Clyde. Hollywood made Hamer out to be a bad guy, but as is often the case, they were seduced by myth, they got it wrong. I like what the Dallas Morning News says about this book. Frank Hamer's is perhaps the last great story of the American West to be told. Well, Hollywood, now you have the book. Go make the movie. June. For the start of hurricane season, read Isaac Storm, the best-selling history of the killer hurricane that devastated Galveston in 06. The Washington Post says that Larson's book is gripping, the jaws of hurricane yarns. July, Empire of the Summer Moon by S.C. Gwynn. This book tells the story of the last years of the Comanche Nation and how Quanah Parker and his warriors were never militarily defeated. The New York Times says it will leave blood and dust on your jeans. August, The Time It Never Rained by Elmer Kelton. The story of the West Texas rancher Charlie Flagg who survived the greatest drought in modern Texas history. September, for the beginning of football season, Friday Night Lights. Time to read the book that launched the popular series. And if you have read it already, go for The Last Picture Show instead, which is also anchored in Texas football culture. October, All the Pretty Horses by McCarthy. Once you're in, go ahead and read the whole Border trilogy. November, as the days shorten and the nights lengthen, sit by the fire and read T.R. Fehrenbach's unsurpassed Lone Star, A History of Texas and the Texans. December, Christmas will be upon us again, and as you begin worrying about presents and money, it is an ideal time to read The Big Rich by Burroughs. These are the Horatio Alger rags-to-riches stories of Texas oil men like H.L. Hunt and Roy Cullen. These were men who were, for their time, among the absolute richest in the world. They knew how to spend money and how to play on a scale few of us have ever known. It will inspire your Christmas shopping, make you want to play poker for oil leases, buy sprawling ranches, and purchase your own Texas island. There's not a lot of romance in these books, but there is a lot of tough love, and that's good. If you don't get tough love early in life, it's hard to find lasting love later. So there you go. I put the list on the website for your convenience. Print it out. Put it on the fridge. Happy reading. I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.